Hi, everybody. This is Lisa.
And this is Joe.
And welcome to your Cheap Date Show for December 26, 2009.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We're going to give our listeners a Christmas present.
Okay.
We're going to make this show mercifully short. It's going to be our gift. Just a joke. Hey, everybody. It's us. Can you believe it?
No.
It's been a while since we did a show, but we did want to get something out there before the end of the year just to wish you all a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year now.
Hanukkah.
Happy everything. Happy Hanukkah. Thank you.
Hanukkah.
Thank you. And we have a special guest in the studio with us tonight.
Hello, guest.
It's Becca. How are you?
What's up, guys?
You say that as if you haven't been with us for the last 24 hours, celebrating Christmas.
Christmas cheer.
Right. But anyway, we had a few things to talk about. First of all, we did want to thank everyone who had left us voicemails and had sent us emails, wondering when we're going to do a show again. We had a bunch of stuff that was piling up over the last few months. How have you been?
Super, thanks.
Yes? Anything new in your life that you care to share?
No, not really. Yesterday was Christmas and it was awesome.
Yeah.
We had prime rib and a traditional Christmas pudding, which was way fun.
And way alcoholic.
Yeah, we had to douse it in brandy four or five times before we got it to light. So by the time it reached the table, it was like, well, my brother was saying, you want to do a shot of pudding? It was good stuff.
It was delicious. So thank you. And you're, as I said, you're a genius. So good job.
Apparently I make really good meat.
What kind of roast was it?
A prime rib.
A five ribber.
That was good.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, and so did Lisa's mom.
Yeah. We had the whole shooting match over here, the whole kit and caboodle, the whole mishpucha over here. Lisa's original plan was to make that sort of a, in honoring her English roots, to try and make it somewhat Dickensian. So without the disease and the...
Yes, and the poverty and the plucking the turkey on Christmas morning.
There are lots of Tiny Tims at the table as well.
But it ended up being a fairly standard, just roast beef.
It was good.
Standard? I won't say standard.
Well, okay. Nor was it traditional Victorian.
Right. It was good.
But it was good. It was delicious.
Thanks.
Okay.
You want some leftovers? I got leftovers.
I know. You made some awesome soup out of it, too.
Oh, yeah. I boiled the bones down into beef stock and made a French onion soup. That was pretty yummy.
Awesome. All right. Let's shut this thing down. Let's go have some more food. No. We're here to celebrate the holidays, and we're here to celebrate some of the food that we had over the last year. And a couple of places stuck out as highlights, and that's what we're going to be talking about. And that's why Beck is here. Is that why you're here?
I think so. Yeah. I can't remember.
What's new with you? Getting ready for college.
Yeah, college.
Pretty much.
Wrapping up senior year. Not really, but trying to.
How are the grades so far?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
I haven't gotten any notices at home yet that
says
you're,
sign.
You know, getting kicked out of school for anything, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm a good kid.
So why don't we just get going on this thing and start kicking it off, shall we? Okay, let's. So, a few places we need to talk about. First of all, let's talk about Charles Romano's in Des Plaines. This is some place that I've been telling Rebecca and Lisa about for many, 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 many years, about how there's this place in Des Plaines. It's an old line Italian restaurant, and they specialize in
crab.
Italian food, but not just crab, but
all you can eat crab.
All you can eat crab legs.
Like refills after refills after refills of crab.
So we had been planning for months to go there, and we should preface it by saying Lisa and Emma had something else. Lisa had...
Gnocchi.
I had gnocchi. It was very good.
And Emma had a pasta dish. I believe the ravioli is what she had, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Rebecca and I decided to partake every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights for $24.95. It's all you can eat crab legs. And how'd that work out for you?
That was excellent.
You get salad and potato with that as well. Did you have fries or something with that? I don't remember.
Okay. Baked potato, maybe.
But anyway, all you can eat crab. Now, here's the cool thing about it. When we went in there, our server said, oh, you know what? They're really good tonight, too. Because you remember that when she said that?
Yeah.
But we had a server who told us that They were really, really
tonight was a good night.
Yeah, she said tonight was a really good night. You guys came on a good night. How many do we have? How many rounds did you and I go through?
I think I had one more than you did. I think I had about three.
Yeah.
You had like two.
I had two. But they were, and the thing is that these are, they're not the giant Alaskan king crabs. I mean, they're big. I mean, the crab legs are, they're sizable. They're not the huge ones. Like when you go to Costco and you, when, and they're doing their,
like snow crab legs?
Yeah. They're like snow crab legs, but they are really, really good. And they,
yeah, definitely.
You get a lot of legs. You get a lot of knuckles. Is that what they call them? Or whatever the main, the centerpiece of it was. And there were people around us who were looking at us like, oh yeah, look at that. Okay, another bowl, another round. They have our little bowl with the shells, and they're emptying that out, and then they're coming back with another plate. Yeah, but you did. You went one more than I did. You're much more hardcore on the crab.
Oh, yeah.
And that went well for you?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
So let's talk about the decor of this place, too.
Oh, it was cute. Their walls were painted with, like, an Italian, like, old-style, like, Italian village or something, and then they had
like stucco.
Those the white icicle lights kind of hanging all over the place. It was really cute.
Yeah, they're like trees inside, like fake trees inside the place, and they have lights strung from them. So it's sort of a an old school romantic little Italian kind of place.
It had like a home feel to it. I don't know. Yeah, exactly. It was comfortable.
And the cool thing is when you walk in, they have all these pictures on the wall. They have such luminaries as Barbara Eden, Don Knotts, Burt Reynolds, Mario Andretti. There's a poster for a Harlem Globetrotters show from the 60s. So it's just like the old, it is truly old school. If you go there for the all-you-can-eat crab, it's as we said, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. It's $24.95, all-you-can-eat. You get potato and salad, you're covered. It's good stuff. They also are known for their thin crust pizza, which we ordered and we had, which is actually pretty good as well. Rebecca's shaking her head. She wasn't a big fan of it.
No.
It's a crispy thin crust. So some people are into crispy thin and some people are not. I liked it the one time. I don't know if I'd want to like it.
Yeah. But it was good. It was good stuff. And then they also have lots of specials. Every time you go in there, you should ask what their specials are. And it's not just what the special stuff is on the menu, but they have special meal deals. So the night we were there, they had a deal where you buy one Italian dinner, you get another one for $6. So you save a few bucks that way. Yeah. They do have the full-service Italian menu. They've got the lasagna. They've got the rigatonis, the raviolis, the manicottis, all your pastas. They have the chicken Vesuvio and Parmesan. I've had the chicken Parmesan there. It's really, really good. You can also get an Italian cheeseburger. You can get a meatball sandwich. You can get an Italian beef with cheese combo. It's good stuff. But like I said, it's sort of a dying breed of Italian restaurants here in Chicago, because a lot of places are getting a little bit more upscale. I wouldn't say that this is necessarily downscale, but it is more like a homey kind of place. And if you have a Maggiano's Little Italy in your town, this is the sort of place that Maggiano's is trying to emulate, is sort of the old school Italian place. This is the real deal, though.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to check out Romano's, 1396 East Oakton Street in Des Plaines, and it's just over the tracks. If you know, at the corner of Lee Street and Oakton, there's a Dominic's over there. There's a really good Chinese buffet that Rebecca was a big fan of.
The Chang Jang?
The Chang Jang buffet. It's just east of there. Hop over the tracks. Romano's will be right there on your left, on the north side of the street. Great place. You can check them out. Now, second place we want to talk about is one of Rebecca's new very favorite restaurants, which is
Chef Ping.
Chef Ping. Now, Chef Ping is in the space that was formerly occupied by a Baker Square. And we were watching as they sort of gutted the place and then put a new sign up. Then we didn't know anything about this Chef Ping business. So one night after work, we just went there, right?
Yes.
And? Well, first of all, from a decor standpoint, it looks like it's very nice. It's very well appointed. It's nicely done. The staff there was very friendly. Yeah, every time we've been there, they've been really, really nice to us. They come, how are you?
Even
they,
some remembered us. So, I know. Welcome back.
So the first night we went there, we sat down, you ordered...
Well, we started off with egg rolls and soup, I believe.
Oh, yeah. What kind of soup did you have?
Egg drop soup.
You had the egg drop soup, and Em and I had sizzling rice soup.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really good.
That was good.
And then on to the egg rolls, which were good.
Mm-hmm.
Good, serviceable egg rolls. And then for your main course, you had...
I had the fried rice. Was it chicken fried rice? Or
I think chicken fried rice.
Yeah, it was chicken fried rice. Yeah, that was really good.
And Emma and I split the sesame chicken. And on the menu, you know it's good because under the description, it says chicken chunks fried in a light batter and covered with sesame seeds, Great choice for kids. Nom, nom, nom. And that spells a winner to me anytime. So, and since we've been back several times since then, and Emma always orders sesame chicken. She likes that. That's like her favorite thing.
It is pretty good, though.
It is. It's excellent. So that's what we had the first time we were there. And then the second time, Lisa and I went, and we split the Mongolian beef, I believe. And that was good?
It was good.
And then when we went back, you wanted to try something different. So you wanted to give a shot for one of the Thai dishes. You had asked about what?
Any kind of tofu dish, and they the waitress recommended the, wait, let me see the menu. I asked what kind of tofu dishes that they had, and she...
You were never to the Pad Thai.
No, that was the first time we were there.
No, it was the second time.
No, it was the first time, because I wanted the Pad Thai. Oh, no, it was the second time. Oh, the second time.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to order the Pad Thai, but the waitress was like...
She said, I would recommend the what?
The vegetable noodle platter?
Yeah, because she said that they don't make the Pad Thai noodles there. They make...
They have their own, like... Oh, it's the Ping's noodle platter.
Right, Ping's noodle platter.
They make all their noodles, like, at the restaurant.
Right, but they don't make the Pad Thai noodles.
No.
And she said, in fact, that the people at the table behind us had ordered it, and they had left most of it. They weren't crazy about it. So you ordered the Ping's noodle platter, yeah. And what did you think?
It was really good.
And since then, what else have you had there?
I got the pocket tofu, which was, like, really big chunks of tofu, not a lot of vegetables, and, like, a kind of a bland, but, like, it was supposed to be a peanut sauce, but it was kind of bland. Oh. I don't know. I wasn't really a big fan of it. I would get the Ping's noodle platter.
Once again?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there anything else that you had, Lisa, that you tried that you liked?
I've only been there twice, and I can't remember what I got the second time. I shared something with you again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it. It's a lot of Chinese restaurants are, you know, little places that are comfortable to take your family, but this place is nice enough you could really go there for kind of a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fancy, but it's nicer than a lot of little local Chinese restaurants.
And we also learned fairly early on that this place is run by the same people who owned...
Use Mandarin.
Use Mandarin.
I know that they make their own noodles too because they have noodle shows, so it's probably like the same noodle.
Noodle shows?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Use Mandarin is a restaurant that's in Schaumburg on Gulf Road. And evidently what happened was the family who owned it sold it and they opened up Chef Ping. But tell me about this noodle show business at Use. Not familiar with that. We've only been there a couple of times. Noodle
I've never show? Seen it, but I've heard about it. That one night during the week or something, they have this whole thing where they dim the whole restaurant and they have like a spotlight on the chef and then you watch the guy like behind the glass create noodles. It's supposed to be really cool.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could put on a noodle show here.
No.
No?
I could put on a prime rib show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll for 4 hours.
We'll set up chairs in a semicircle around the oven.
Yeah.
Hey, can you pass me a bag of chips or something? This is real fascinating, watching this thing bake.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like watching paint dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except at the end, you have very
hard. Oh. Three big thumbs up if Emma were here before. Four big thumbs up for Chef Ping.
Yep.
Yes.
So Chef Ping is at 1755 Algonquin Road in Rolling Meadows, Illinois. They also have a website, chefping.com. We're going to talk about real quickly. If you check our show notes, there's a link in the blog to our favorite beer aficionado, Chris, and his annual beer trip that he takes. Those of you who have listened to the show for a while know that Chris has been going, he and his friends go to all these trips literally around the world, checking out beers in various places. This past year, they went to Italy. So there's this multiple page report that we're gonna that you'll be able to see on our website. So check the show notes for Chris's trip report on his beer tour of Italy with his friends. It's a fascinating. It really is. It's a very fascinating trip. Really, absolutely. Is. And then also coming up in January, there is also our favorite event of the year.
Our beer trip.
The Chicago Brew Pub Shootout, which is taking place on January 23rd of this year. You do need to be a member of the Chicago Beer Society, so if you are not, my advice is to go and get a membership right now. You can go to shybeer.org and sign up, and then you'll be eligible to buy tickets for the Chicago Brew Pub Shootout, which we've gone to every year for the last several years, and it's our absolute favorite.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's our favorite culinary event of the year. You're too young.
Okay.
So thanks, everyone, for downloading the show, and we hope you've had a wonderful 2009. We hope your 2010 is going to be great, and we wish you the best of the holiday season, don't we?
Ditto.
Very well. Very well spoken. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if people want to get a hold of us, Rebecca, how do they get a hold of us?
You can email us at cheapdateshow@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 206-203-3283.
Oh, well done. Okay, so that's going to wrap it up. Thanks again for listening in.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Rebecca.
No problem. Thanks for having us, me.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at cheapdatemedia.com.